Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Oh, that's not what... What's up, guys? Welcome to the Vibe Check. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Yes, it's Friday, and we're
checking in, baby.
We want to hear from you guys this morning. Where you at, Breezy? Let him in.
Yes, bring him out. Bring him out. Period.
Period is right.
Yeah, I mean, guys, it's Friday. Vibes are high. We're going into the weekend.
And it's going to be really nice out. Hold on. Let me double check just in case I don't put my foot in my mouth once again.
Because it's going to be like really great all week, except for like 3 out of the 4 days. I'm like, what?
Well, today 65 and beautiful out. But tomorrow and Sunday, it's like a 65, 70% chance of rain.
Damn it.
Monday too. But here's the thing.
I want to go to a clam bake this weekend.
You can still do it. That's what pop-up tents are for.
No, I don't have one. I just want to go.
Oh, yeah. We should put one of those together.
Does anyone have a clam bake this weekend that I can attend? Asking literally for myself. I'm free after 2 on Saturday. Text me. 585-252-9900. Moose calling me out for my iced coffee this morning has my vibes high.
That's what's up.
That's from Sam.
What's up, Sam?
I don't know.
What do you put in
it? Did that or what's happening? But
I don't know either.
Pop up.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Good morning.
That's that. Who else is here? Gretchen's here. Gretchen says Friday and feeling good. Going away this weekend to visit family in the Albany area. So I'm excited to see them. You know,
what does one do in Albany for entertainment?
Don't even get me started. Nothing.
Meth?
Albany, like, oh my God, this is, don't come for me, but Albany sucks. Albany sucks. I can't believe it's our capital.
Well,
it's so bad.
Yeah, but they were here like first. You know what I mean? Like Albany was like, they're like, they're the original.
Were they?
Would you rather spend a weekend in Syracuse or Albany?
Oh my God, they're both horrid. Probably Syracuse just because I know it better and I know all the fun things to do.
You're a hater. Yeah, in Syracuse.
I'm not a hater. I'm Syracuse just realistic.
Syracuse has a really good dinosaur barbecue. That's the OG.
And they also have the best mall, and an IKEA is going in there soon.
Wouldn't say it's the best mall.
No, it's they literally built a hotel. That's how great the mall is compared to the. Compared to our malls? Wait, did you see the TikTok I sent you the other day about the mall?
I can't remember.
Perfect. Love.
Yeah, no. Yeah. What was it about?
The retention. Can't say it on air.
Oh, like locally?
Yes.
Oh, I think I did.
Yep.
I think I did.
I was like, did you make this?
Oh, guys.
So good. And then Jess is here. Jess says, vibes are high today. I'm just excited for the weekend and to have some time to relax.
Well, I've been waiting to share this. I've been sitting on it since yesterday afternoon, but things are about to start changing around here. Your boy came into some money yesterday after playing a little scratchy scratch off at the East Ave Wegmans. And yes, let's just say I won a little bit of money. Okay. Yes, sir.
Go on.
You better start being a little bit more nicer to me, Breezy.
Go on.
That's all I could say.
What did you win? $10?
I don't want to know. I don't want to say the whole amount because I don't want people hitting me up. But yes, I won. It's not a ton. It's $40, but I was like,
you owe me $40.
I was
because of the Giants gift card.
I was beside myself. I'm like, this is what it's about. You're gambling, and all of a sudden, your luck starts to change right in front of your eyes. It was a beautiful thing yesterday. It was really beautiful. And I gave it right back to Danny.
Yeah, so you paid your parking ticket, right?
Yeah, you had to pay that yesterday, too. $40. How are your vibes? Through the roof.
Vibes are so high, besides the fact that I royally screwed up last night. I'm not going to take full responsibility because it was misleading, but we'll get into it at 6:40.
Speaking of owing somebody money,
please, please,
I'm pissed, you guys. We'll talk about it. We'll get into it at 6:40, but, thank you guys for all the good vibes this Friday morning. If you work for the Rochester City School District, the vibes might not be as high because the union and district leaders are sharing their thoughts on the new lawsuit against Rochester City School District over the district's ongoing payroll issues. And we've been hearing about this since the start of the summer, and people are either not getting paid or they're still missing money from their paycheck. Can you imagine the headache?
No.
No, thank you. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So the president of the Rochester City School District Board is sharing her thoughts after the state teachers union announced that it's suing the district. I think we all saw this coming.
We did.
New York State United Teachers represents more than 700,000 teachers and school-related professionals all within New York State. So this lawsuit comes after the district's ongoing payroll issues that started over the summer. And last time we checked, dozens of city school and employees were still missing money or just not getting paid at all because of issues with what they claim to be them switching over to a new payroll software system. So the issues started back in August when over 100 salaried teachers and around 700 hourly non-teaching employees just went unpaid, kind of like air traffic control.
Not great.
In late September, employees decided to rally outside the district's office to call for an end to the issue. And here is the statement from the board president from yesterday after the union announced the lawsuit. They got a little shaken up by it. So they responded with, "I respect the union's role in advocating for their members, especially when a systemic issue impacts employees' pay. Our teachers and staff are essential to our district, and no one should have to worry about being paid accurately or on time for that matter. While I can't comment on pending litigation, the board takes these concerns very seriously. We're working closely with the superintendent to ensure accurate, timely pay is achieved and support is continued through dialogue with labor partners to address the impact on staff. This is a very frustrating situation."
Yes,
it's very frustrating, but nobody wants to hear that because they've been complaining for months about not receiving pay or their full pay. So, and that's the thing, man. No employee should have to constantly wonder whether their next paycheck is going to be correct or on time. So we'll see what happens within this lawsuit that's been put into place. And I have friends with Rochester City School District. I ran into one last week and he was like, "Dude, do you have any idea how much money I'm still owed? And we don't know if we're going to get that money back yet." I'm like, "Well, yeah, I guess the only last step here is to this is the lawsuit.
Yeah, sue. We're going to sue. We're literally suing.
I mean, what do you do? So
you have, I mean, that's really all you can do. There's really not much else you can do.
It's not just the teachers that are affected. Like I said, you got over 700 people that are non-teaching employees that went unpaid. That's a lot of money that's owed to these employees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to talk about this coming up next. I mean, what do you do when
you're
betrayed?
Yeah, I feel like I let you down.
You kind of did, Brees. You kind of did. And this all took place last night. And all I was trying to do was go show up and support our girl like I usually do.
Right, right.
And it cost me, I don't know, time, money, energy, a headache, all the things.
Yeah.
Why?
I apologize deeply. But, I mean, that's the way the chips fall sometimes.
Do you know somebody in your life who's just never, ever prepared or never, ever on time? I'll tell you what went down last night coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. So yesterday... And I don't know how many of you have somebody in your life, like I do, who's just always unprepared and late. Yesterday, I went to go support our girl, my co-host, my friend, Breezy, at her event, which I typically do, where she was guest bartending. And of course, I get there before her. I walk
really
in,
bad.
And the event was at a very lovely wine bar.
Uh-huh.
It was started at 5:30. And I walk in, she's not there yet, shocker. And they stop me at the door. And they say, welcome. Who are you here to support? And I said, I'm my co-host Breezy. She's guest bartending. And the guy at the door says, who? And I said, Breezy's pouring wine. And they said, wonderful. Let's get you some raffle tickets. All the money's going straight to the fund. I'm like, what fund? So I give them, I pay $15 for raffles.
And
I, they talk me into an arm's length. So here I am. I get my raffles. I don't know what's up for grabs. A gift basket. I don't know a single person in there.
Okay.
Let's just say I stuck out like a sore thumb. Everybody in there is wearing a dress and a suit. I'm in all denim and a beanie. It was just weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
So everybody's like, you know, talking amongst themselves. I sit down and pay $17 for one glass of wine.
Why?
Plus tip.
That's illegal.
She
that is a crime.
I said, give me a bold red. She goes, I know just the thing. With tip, $20.
Top shelf wine.
Okay, so far I'm down $45 in the first 10 minutes, okay? So Breezy comes running in. I couldn't find parking. Mind you, this is a 30-minute guest bartending gig. She's already 11 minutes late. So they welcome her with open arms behind the bar. She's like, I'm guest bartending here? They're like, oh, okay. Well,
They start showing me the POS system.
But, yeah. They start showing Breezy how to work the register. They're like, okay, come on back.
They're like, familiarize yourself with the wines. And we go from, a Veuve all the way to a dark, dark red. And you let me know if you need anything. And they're also a little bewildered. They're also a little confused. I'm a little confused. Like, nobody knows
why
each other are here.
And I'm just watching the chaos take place. With wine in hand, okay? I'm sitting there.
A fresh glass, might I add. You must have just gotten it.
I didn't even take a sip yet.
Correct.
So all of a sudden, about 2 minutes go by, and then Breezy...
I've been behind the bar for like 7 minutes at this point.
Not even, okay? I would say less than five.
Okay, less than five.
I'm very aware. She goes running out of the bar. I'm in the wrong place. This isn't where I'm supposed to be. I go, what? What do you mean? She leaves the bar. Just left. Everyone's looking at her. Now all eyes are on me. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like,
You're left holding the bag.
She's supposed to be across the street at another bar where there's another charity event going on with guest bartenders. Mind you, the same exact event I'm at currently, there's supposed to be guest bartenders. They clearly don't know who they are.
Was there really supposed to be guest bartenders?
Yes. Guest bartenders were there last night. So I'm pissed. I'm like, I'm finishing my wine. I'm not following her. I'm going to finish my wine. So guy starts.
I didn't expect you to follow me.
guy starts playing the saxophone. And
The guy on the sax was crazy.
They stop the music, and a woman comes up, and she just wants to do a quick announcement and applaud everybody for being there and helping raise money to God knows what. Somebody came up to me and asked me for a $1,000 donation.
You lie.
I said, what? And they're like, they hand me this brochure.
No.
This is the brochure right here. Okay? The best class challenge and fundraiser. I said, what? They're like, and sir, thank you so much for being here tonight to support us. Are you a legacy builder? I said, I don't know. Breezy was supposed to, I'm just finishing my wine. They're like, we're here to expand signature adult emerging leaders in the youth program. I said, what are you guys looking for? They're like, well, if you want to start with the community change makers, that's $500, but we're really looking for people to donate $1,000. I said, spent $15 on raffles.
And then $20 on a glass of wine.
What? Absolutely not. I said, I'll see what I can do on my way out. Okay, now I'm pissed.
No.
Now I'm pissed.
I'm shook to my core.
So, all of a sudden, Breezy texts me back. I'm crying right now because she thinks it's funny. And it's not funny, you guys. Okay, I was pissed. So, I decide I'm going to finish my wine. And I leave. And the woman comes chasing me out. Sir, are you leaving? I said, yeah, I'm just going to stop at the place across the street real quick and see some friends. She goes, well, you're coming back, right? I said, this lady really wants my money. She's not getting it. I said, yeah.
What money?
I'll be back. So all of a sudden, I go over to see where Breezy's at. She already left. She's not even there. So I see two friends of mine who I know. They're belly up at the bar. All of a sudden, they're ordering drinks. They're like, what do you want? I said, I'll just have a Coors Light. That's it. Well, I'm there for an hour and a half. Guess what? The tab comes. They had left. Guess who was stuck paying it? $86.
No!
I asked them to Venmo me. They still haven't Venmo me for the damn tab. I am pissed. So now I'm about $150-something dollars. I'm so pissed right now. I was like, nobody is getting $1,000 tonight. There's not a single person.
Oh my God, I'm crying. I cannot believe you went over there. So my POV, I run out of this bar and I'm running over. First of all, Moose is right. I had 10 minutes left of my shift. I had missed the majority of it. Okay. I'm running over. I walk into that bar. Everyone's clapping. They're like, she's here. Like, so, like, welcoming me with open arms. Like, I'm like the queen, like the mayor. I'm like, they're so happy I'm there. I'm like, you know what? I'm just here to, you know, shake hands, kiss babies, do what I need to do. I get behind the bar. I just start coyote uglying it. I'm flipping up bottles. I'm pouring tabs. I'm going. And I crushed.
Oh, yeah, it's funny you say that because when I walked in, one girl said, hey, your girl Breezy just left. She poured one beer and was out the door. I said, yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, so I was like just pouring beers that like didn't even need to be poured because I don't know if you saw their tap. Did
yes,
you see
I saw.
Their tap?
I know how it works.
It was so cool, you guys. I've never seen anything like it. There's a hole at the bottom of the glass. It comes up from the bottom. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
Who cares? That's not the point. You owe me $150.
No, I think this offsets the $50 that you sent us on a wild goose chase for when Patrice and I went to Jines.
Oh, fine.
And you gave us the empty gift card.
Fine. You have a balance of $100 then. And by the way,
can we set up a payment plan?
When I was at this wine bar, awkwardly, I raised my hand to ask a question because I was trying to figure out where the hell I am.
Were they doing a cash call?
And I raised my hand, and it's very quiet in there. There's about 40 people, and I said, so is the money raised going to pay for instruments for the youth? And she goes, no. No, that not even close. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
So what was the event last night?
That's a great question. I still haven't figured it out. I have no idea where I was. I'm so
Could
mad
you
at your ass.
Imagine if it was like,
guys, these are not
a Scientology meeting, and I just like brought you there.
This is not
These are not
I'm crying.
The friends that I deserve. I deserve better.
I text my friends last night in our group chat, and I was just like, because I had worked out with them prior, and I ran out of there like my ass was on fire, obviously. And I tell them the whole story, and my one friend's like, you give me so much anxiety. Like, yeah. I don't understand how we're friends. Like, this is a lot for me, just even communicating with you on a daily basis. I'm like, yeah. I get it.
I'm still
imagine being Moose. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm still anxious, and it's not the coffee.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank God it's Friday!
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
We made it to the weekend, and we are so proud of you guys. Happy Friday. My name is Moose. That is the
wildly unprepared, extremely unrelatable.
Breezy, 65 for the high today. The sun is going to be shining. So the question this morning is, we've all got that one moment we wish we could take back. And if you could apologize to anyone from your past, who would it be and what would you say? Let us know, 585-252-9800.
Listen, I have a laundry list, but it's only a four-hour show, so I'll do my top couple here. Should I start, or who's starting this? Who's kicking off the apology tour?
I guess I can start. First of all, the only reason I was thinking about this yesterday was because I started going to therapy last week, and hopefully this is one therapist I don't have to ghost. She started asking me
so classic.
To dig into my past about things I might have done that I might have regretted. And if I can apologize to anyone, who would it be and why? So I said, you know, if I had to choose to say sorry to someone, it would probably be my buddy Ian, who I was close to in LA. Great dude. Just terrific guy. And he was one of the first people I met when I moved to Los Angeles. I had a close friendship with him. And, you know, we had a good group. And I think it was back in 2020, Ian passed away in his sleep. And he left behind his wife, his two kids. I think he was only like 42 years old. But it was, you know, it rocked our friend circle, if you will. So the morning of his memorial service, I get a call, get this call back from my agent. And they want me to audition again for this role in this film. And it was during the time of his service. And I thought, you know what? I can do both. Because the memorial is up the street from Warner Brothers. And I go to the audition. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible.
It was the Magic Mike audition.
And it was just, they kept me waiting. And they kept me waiting. And I missed the service completely. And I never forgave myself for that. Because I was just so upset by it. So even though Ian is no longer with us, and I told my therapist there, I if I could apologize to him, I would say I'm so sorry and miss you every day, man.
Wow.
What's yours?
So mine was I backed into someone's car when I was younger, and I never reported or told anybody. Oh, so
you hit and run?
Yeah.
You did a hit and run? So. Oh, guys. Who is it to?
I don't know.
Oh, just whoever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I did so that. I feel really bad about that. But sorry.
Look at the phones. People are actually calling.
Different energies for sure.
No, but that's okay. I mean, I feel like a lot of kids did that maybe at least once. Not everyone. I mean, I did it at MCC when I was 18. Put a hole in someone's bumper. Freaked out.
Drove away.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Right now, the karma is real, you guys. 585-252-9800. Who would you apologize to? Anyone from your past? Who would it be and why? Let's get to some phone calls. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, guys. This is Tony.
Tony the Tiger. What up, King?
Tony, you got someone you want to apologize to this morning?
I haven't heard that one in a while. Yeah, I heard you guys were looking for apologies.
Who do you want to apologize to this morning?
So there's this guy from my past who was my best friend. And his name was Francisco, but we used to call him Cisco. Anyway,
yeah, sure.
We were tight for years. And when we were in our mid-20s, he got married. And we were only a couple of years out of college. And I was friends with his wife, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they went through this rough patch, you know, for a while. And one night she reached out looking to talk. And
no.
Long no. story short, I crossed the line with his wife.
Mm. Oh, God.
And yeah. So, yeah. And, you know, I never should have crossed it. And it's a mistake that to this day I've never been able to forgive myself for. And he was out of town and we messed around, and even though it only happened once,
once is enough.
You know, one, yeah, exactly. So when he got home, his wife begged me not to tell him, but I had to.
Oh, and, man, that's
it was,
tough,
it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, no, of course. What happened?
Yeah, what?
I don't know. When I told him what had happened, yeah, you know, you could see the pain in his eyes, and it just broke me, you know. I knew he was in shock because I was the last person he thought would betray him.
Right.
Well, he trusted you, yeah.
I never understood why he didn't just knock the shit out of me.
Was the part that shocked you the most was how calm he was?
Yeah, he didn't react with anger, which is, I guess, what I would have expected. He was just really hurt. And I could tell that it, like, you know.
Did that hurt you even more that his approach was calm and not, dare I say, reactive?
It just hurt because it ended our friendship, you know, and like... You know, like I just saw our friendship go away in that moment.
It was obviously the right thing for you to do, was tell him, because it didn't sound like his wife wanted to. What if you could say anything to Cisco right now? What would you say?
If by some miracle Cisco ever hears this, I've been over 20 years now, and I still think about it all the time. I just say, I'm sorry, man. You didn't deserve that. I was selfish. I betrayed your trust, and I wish I could go back and undo it. But I can't. All I can do is I don't know, own it now. And you were one of my best friends I ever had, and I failed you. I love you, brother. I hope one day you can forgive me.
Tony, I think if Cisco heard that right now, he would forgive you. I think all of us can hear the regret in your voice, even 20 years later. Yeah. I mean, you're obviously still
torn up about it,
carrying that with you.
Yeah.
Every one of us has done something we regret, man. But it obviously it doesn't define who you are. And I'm glad you called to share that, Tony. I know that was not easy for you.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for giving me the chance to do that.
No, I do.
Yeah, Tony, it's Friday. I'm sorry you're torn up about this. We're happy and proud of you for being vulnerable this morning. That's not an easy thing to do, especially on a Friday. So I applaud you and commend you for even coming forth with this information and owning it and apologizing for it and putting yourself out there to hope that Cisco hears it, honestly.
Yeah. Thank you again, man. And I hope one day you guys can reconnect. I really do.
Thanks, me too.
Okay, buddy. Have a great weekend. Thanks again, Tony, for your call, man.
Thanks.
Jeez. Well, that was heavy.
Yeah. This person says, I don't want to apologize to anyone for anything. I'm just here to say I'm happy to hear Moose is back in therapy.
Yeah.
I think we all are.
I know we joke about it, but it was absolutely time. I'm like, okay, it's honestly time to start making some changes. I just want to get to a couple of texts. People showing Tony some love. Dude, you're not alone. I lived with a similar mistake for years. Hearing you say it out loud made me feel less ashamed. I don't know who this Tony guy is, but I hope he knows he probably helped a lot of people this morning because we all got one thing we wish we could take back.
Wow.
Tony, I forgive you, man. I forgive you.
You didn't sleep with your wife.
That was heavy. Thank you guys for the messages and Tony's call. And you too, Breezy, whoever's car you hit and then ran off.
Sorry, guys. It's multiple people, but I left that part out.
All right. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98.
There's some drama and some frustration coming out of the Penfield Central School District. Some parents say that they were left extremely frustrated after Tuesday night's meeting for Penfield Central School District. It was a board meeting that ended abruptly with educators getting up and just leaving, basically, halfway through the meeting. Some claimed that they could not ask the board for more details about what went on during last month's investigation into a potential online threat and what they're going to do when it comes to increased security within the school. Parents want to make sure their kids are safe and kind of get the answers to their questions that could have or maybe potentially could in the future put their kids in danger. And what was said by the district was there are no further answers at this time. And that's kind of when the meeting came to a close. There's been a lack of communication and a huge delay when it comes to those answers for the threat that took place. So Amber Henderson and her three children in the district want to know what's going to be increased when it comes to presence of police cars at certain schools within the district and why they haven't added more Black Hawk security roaming around, or why they have, excuse me, and they want to know why that is and how serious that threat was. Said last month she was dropping her daughter off at school around the time of the alleged social media threat. So I guess that's where it took place, on social media. And it was hard to miss the law enforcement that was on the grounds of the school. Haven't seen as much of it within the last, month of this. So parents are in their right of feeling scared, concerned, and they have every right to ask questions. I don't think the school really wants to
answer,
or maybe they didn't have time. I don't know. I wasn't at the meeting. So
I have a handful of friends. Their kids go to Penfield. They dealt with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them.
Sounds like they still are.
Well, some of them expressed to me, they're like, the school thought it was in their best interest to handle the situation before alarming the parents of what was going on. They figure, okay, let's handle it. Let's keep everyone calm. And then we'll report back to them of what took place.
Right.
So that's all I know. I have no idea the severity of the situation, how real it was. I don't know.
It seems like nobody does.
No, not at this point. But a lot of these parents expressed that in the meeting that they had at the school. So, I can understand both sides 100%. Right.
100%.
When was it? Last year or 2 years ago? Remember when Hilton School got three bomb threats in 1 week?
Mm-hmm.
Was that last year or 2023?
I can't remember.
But yes, parents were very, very aware of what was going on the entire time. And somebody made a comparison to that. And it was like, yeah, I guess I can understand. It's not easy being a parent. I mean, especially in today's day and age. And the stuff that we read about and see in the news, it's scary.
Right.
So you want to know what's happening all the time. Coming up on the show, have you guys ever felt guilty about not asking a sibling to be in your wedding? Because I just found a message from our listener, Gary. I think it was yesterday. And he wrote this a while back. I'm late to the game on this one. I apologize. But he says, in my family, it's a rule you ask your sibling to be your best man or maid of honor. But I don't want to ask my brother, and I need to figure this out soon before I propose to my girlfriend. Hopefully she doesn't hear this, but we'll read you Gary's full message and see if any
Let's
of
pray
you...
pray they're already engaged.
Yeah, we'll see if any of you have ever been in the same exact spot. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Guys, I'm so glad that I'm just not alone on this. How many of you have ever thought about this, too? Because for years, I've been thinking about my wedding day. Just hear me out.
I can't.
Before you all start huffing and puffing. So I've been the best man at, I think, 3 or 4 weddings. And both of my brother's weddings. However, and I haven't told them this yet, but I love them dearly. They're my blood. But when I get married, if that day ever comes, I'm not going to ask them to be the best man. My best friend, Dwight, is going to be the best man. Wow. I haven't told them that. But the question is, should I feel bad? Then yesterday,
Were you their best man?
Yes.
So sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Did your brother have 2 best men?
Both of them did.
Okay.
Yes. So then yesterday, I see this message buried in our inbox from some kid named Gary. And Gary wrote, "Hi, guys. I listen to the show each morning on the way to work. I'm getting ready to propose to my longtime girlfriend." And by the way, this is 3 weeks ago. In my family,
he's like doing it today.
It's always been a huge tradition to ask a sibling to be your best man or maid of honor. And I love my brother, and I was his best man years back. But we've drifted apart. I have a very close friend that I would like to be my best man, but I don't want to cause a lot of family drama. And it seems like I have to choose between family and honesty. Would you guys be cool asking if other people have had the same problem? I need to make a decision soon. Thanks, guys, so much. No, thank you, Gary. So this message was from 3 weeks ago, and that's my bad. Gary is probably married by now. Mm-hmm. But Gary, if you're listening, buddy, I just want to publicly apologize for being late on this one. Also, no, do not feel bad. It's your wedding, and you should be able to choose who you want to stand next to you on your special day.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to make that decision probably soon.
No. No. I feel
that's
like
my 2 cents.
I feel like you're going to go to my wedding and get like wedding fever and then just change your entire view on marriage and just probably marry the next person you date.
Well, this is why I'm in therapy. But listen, how many of you have been faced with guilt when it comes to not wanting to ask your sibling to be the best man or the maid of honor? Text or give us a call, 585-252-9800. And by the way, there's always drama with this type of stuff. And I would imagine why you're not even going to have a wedding party.
No. I'm definitely going to have a maid of honor, though. But like, my maid of honor's been my literal best friend for 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
But you don't have like a... I mean, you don't have a sister you can ask.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously you have your brother, Max.
Right.
Which I feel bad because I'm walking Grandma Carol down the aisle, so he doesn't even have that. So he's not even in it. He's not in the wedding at all. But I'm sorry.
He could be on Patrice's side.
I already called dibs. I'm sorry.
No, fully.
But I can imagine this would cause a wedge and to the relationship with maybe your sibling. And I don't want to do that with my brothers. I honestly, I don't even think they would care. They would. I don't know.
I think they would. I feel like with your family being as close as they are and as Italian as they are, I feel like the person who would take the most issue with it is your dad.
I don't think so.
Really?
You do? I don't know.
Maybe your parents collectively?
I think by the time I get married, they're going to be so tired. Then I'm going to have to convince them to come.
They're like, actually, we can't find a sitter that day. Unfortunately, we won't be there.
Who's here? Let's go over to Chris. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Honestly, weddings are about the couple, not tradition. I skip my brother. as my best man, picked my lifelong friend, but I think most siblings are understanding of this. It's your day. It's your decision. Jenna says, Gary, listen to me. My sister was my maid of honor, and it was a nightmare. Do what you feel in your heart. I love my sister, but she's high drama. If I had to do it again, I would pick my friend who calms me down, not my sister who stresses me out. That's their job. Mm-hmm. As the maid of honor, as the best man, your job, which I think I was great at, your job is to make sure that the person of the day, the groom, the bride, is at ease. They're comfortable. They're not having to think about the reception and all the crap that comes after the ceremony. They just have to focus on being present and enjoying the day.
Which is why my maid of honor, my best friend, who has always going to be, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's been planned that she was going to be my maid of honor since the sixth grade, right?
Okay, got it.
Like, she is so good at admin. She's so good at...
She's buttoned up.
She's
got it together.
She does. She loves a binder. She loves a plastic sheet. You know what I mean?
See, but that's my boy Dwight. I can depend on him and count on him to make sure everything is smooth, ready to go, buttoned up. You know,
they're not going to let things fall through the cracks.
Not at all.
That is the person that you need, like you said, and you're not going to just like out of principle or out of, you know, fear of causing a wedge, have someone in that place who you can't, it's not that you can't fully rely on. You just know someone is more qualified for the job. Would you offer a job to somebody over another candidate, even though they're more qualified, just because you know them? No, you wouldn't do that. That's crazy.
Well, I think my brothers are qualified. I mean, they've been through it.
It's not that they're not qualified. There's just someone who's more qualified.
Well, it's my point. I don't know. I've just had so many. Who cares? Kathleen says, this is why I chose to not have a wedding party. Tell this Gary kid that it's his day. Choose who makes you happy. People acting offended about being left out, that's their problem, not yours.
Period. I think that weddings have gotten extremely political, and I'm not here for it. As someone who's in the midst of planning a wedding, I've said it once, I'll say it again, there are big rules of mine. No one's going to come to me bitching at me because they're not getting their way on my wedding day. Why didn't I get a plus one? I don't know Veronica, who you've been dating for 2 days. She's not coming to my wedding.
Where's the cake? Me? Where do I park my car?
Figure it out. It's not my problem. Truly. Go to my wedding website. Figure it out. Use your resources.
Don't even think about showing up empty-handed. Don't even think about it.
Don't text me.
You will have hell to pay.
Don't text me.
See, this was helpful. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I am very much looking forward to my wedding. And I think
that... What is happening here?
I thought I was alone on this, bottling it up for all these years, and then Gary comes to the rescue with this message he sent 3 weeks ago. Gary, if you're already married, congratulations, buddy, but it's your day. Choose the person who's going to calm you down, not stress you out.
How is it that the only engaged person on this show is the one who's not talking about her wedding? Moose is like, I'm so excited for my wedding. I'm
oh
like,
my God. To my future wife, be prepared to be dehydrated. You know what I mean?
I hate it here.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up.
Do pump it up.
Pump it up.
You've got to pump
PXY it up. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show.
Time to get after it.
Boss saw Shaw cross. Murder rates, garbage plates. 65 for the high today. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's get to all of your hot takes this morning, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
You gotta send it. Coming out of the gate hot, if you look at your horoscope and your astrology as a religion, you have mental health issues. There I said it.
I'm triggered.
That's from Peter.
I'm triggered.
If one more person asks me if I'm on CoStar, I'm going to lose my mind.
CoStar.
Anyways.
Jay says Drake hasn't made a good album since 2016. Can we say washed up? There I said it. Jay, that's a garbage take. More Life, Certified Lover Boy, For All the Dogs, all fire albums, all of them. Let's move on. Let's go to Holly. If you drive a lifted truck, but you've never hauled a single thing in your life, it's giving insecure. There I said it. Yes. Can we say baby carrot?
This person says, people who say, I don't do drama, are usually the main character and the narrator of said drama.
Yes.
They're We've the heard most that dramatic people. I mean, pot meat kettle, right? But I don't say I don't do drama. I very much do drama.
No, if you know, you know.
Period.
If you know, you know. I'm going to just come out and say it. Love is Blind season 9. Is everybody on that show just brain dead? This is the worst season yet.
They
there
took
I said
one
it.
Brain cell, split it into like 14 we keep in, different slices.
And you know what? People like myself, we just keep watching it. Because it makes us, for whatever reason, feel better about ourselves. I mean, these people are licking floors. They can't hold a conversation if their life depended on it. I don't know what's happening. I don't get it. It's such a great show. You should really start watching season 9.
I gave up on that show years ago. The other show that I gave up on was Ultimatum, especially the queer version, because it's so toxic.
It genuinely
gives me anxiety. I'm like, oh my God, like if Patrice was like, hey, I like kind of like you, but like not enough to know if I'm going to be with you forever. We should go on this show and figure it out.
We're going
to like, maybe we should just break up. You know what I mean?
We're going to date other people for a month and live with them. And God knows what happens
and
behind closed doors.
Right. We're sharing a bed. We're sharing an apartment.
It's so delusional. By the way, that's not how relationships work. It's about trust. It's about foundation. It's about stability.
I'll puke.
And if anyone should be giving advice on relationships, it's me. Let's go over to Lydia. Okay, we get it. Engagement photos in cornfields and tall grasses, rustic. Be original. There, I said it. I agree. And I can see why someone with a gluten allergy would be offended by those photos. Katie says the military isn't the only job that deserves respect. Try being a nurse in the ER on a Saturday night. There, I said it.
No one's not respecting those people.
We respect you, Katie.
I
thank you for your service.
Nurses, doctors, PAs, OTs, PTs, all the Ts, all the As, all the Ps. They're all crushing it. They're doing amazing work. They're doing God's work. We could never. We're simply not smart enough. This person says the we're just talking is so millennial coded for we've trauma bonded but won't admit it. We're just talking. Oh, no, we're not dating. We're just talking.
Well,
we're just talking. We're in talks.
What does that mean exactly?
It's
yes.
Like, it's like dating. It's like the pregame of dating to dating.
It's before you actually start dating, which is you talk, then you date, and then you're committed. And then...
I don't know how it works. I've been out of the game for far too long.
Okay. It hasn't been that long.
I'm married, so.
It hasn't been that long. All right, let's get to some more of your hot takes this Friday morning. Who's this? Justine. What's up, guys? Can we stop with the boring first dates? Men need to think outside the box. Don't just ask a woman to get a drink or go grab a coffee. Most women want to be surprised and love effort. Set up a picnic or go see a live show. Guys do better. There, I said it. Oh, really, Justine? First date and you're already expecting cured meats and sinful cold cuts? Make me sick.
Can I say something controversial during Dare I Said It? It's literally the whole segment. That's just the point of the segment. I don't think that cured meats are that good.
All right,
there,
please.
I said it.
Okay, you know.
I really. Well, that I can taste the animal!
Makes sense coming from a Dutch woman. I don't know.
Am I Dutch?
Yeah, you're not Italian.
No, definitely not.
Whatever. All right, guys. Oh, let me get to this one. This is not me, by the way. No name. I absolutely hate psychics. Why do people pay money for this? I paid $65 for an old woman to tell me that she thinks my grandmother may be in a better place and is thinking of me. What a waste of time and money. There, I said it. Do you know what a psychic told me one time? Who was legit? I went to her for a long time.
She was in the basement of like her mom's house.
She goes, never ever go see a psychic who has neon lights in their window. Don't do it. Because 100% of the time, they're all full of crap.
Okay.
So if you see bright lights, neon lights, don't waste your money.
Sure.
You're welcome.
This person says, Moose should go on Love is Blind. There, I said it.
Never in a million years.
Why?
Because I know what goes on behind the scenes in that show. And in post-production, they will ruin you. And let me tell you something about Love is Blind. Things that I know that most people don't. First of all, they won't... When you go out and you're having a good time with everybody, they will get you as drunk as possible. You ever see anyone on that show drinking water? Because they don't serve it. They only serve you alcohol. And then when you go and you open up and you become vulnerable on that show, they're only going to show us, the audience, what they want us to see. It's never the whole story. They will ruin your life on purpose. And there's nothing you can do about it because you signed away your soul. Here's mine for today.
Honestly, anything for a couple hundred Instagram followers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. This is mine for today. If someone in your family has ever made this comment, yo, family over everything, I am willing to bet everything that they're the most toxic person in the entire family. There, I said it.
My favorite is when they have a tattooed across their chest or their back. Haven't talked to their dad in 15 years. It's like, wait, what?
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings. I want to be next to you. Moose Breezy, what's up, guys? The president of Rochester City School District Board is sharing her thoughts after the state teachers union announced that it's suing the district. I wonder why. New York State United Teachers represents more than 700,000 teachers and school-related professionals within New York State. And this lawsuit comes after the district's ongoing payroll issue that we've talked about a handful of times on the show. And that started, over the summertime? I think it was July, August. And last time we checked, dozens of city school employees were still missing money or just not getting paid at all because of this issue with the district switching over to a new payroll software system. At least that's what they're saying. And these issues have been ongoing. You got 100 teachers who are on salary and around 700 hourly non-teaching employees who just went unpaid. Kind of like air traffic control.
Yeah.
So in late September, the employees rallied outside the district's office to call for an end to all of these issues. And here's the statement from the board president from yesterday after the union announced the lawsuit. They got a little nervous. The response was, I respect the union's role in advocating for their members, especially when a systemic issue impacts employees' pay. Our teachers and staff are essential to our district, and no one should have to worry about being paid accurately are on time. While I can't comment on pending litigation, the board takes these concerns seriously.
Very seriously.
We're working closely with the superintendent to ensure accurate, timely pay is achieved and support is continued through dialogue and labor partners to address the impact on staff. Obviously, this is a frustrating situation.
Correct.
Okay. Well, obviously, yes, it is. But no employee should have to constantly worry whether their next paycheck is going to be correct,
especially
or
when
it's going to be on time.
Especially when you're doing your job. Like, that's insane. You're showing up every day putting in the same amount of percentage you were before this happened as well.
Right.
You're still not getting the basic benefits of doing your job?
Does anyone know if these teachers and staff and employees are going to get back pay? Like, how? I don't know. Or if this lawsuit goes through and they win it, I mean, are they all going to be taken care of? Hopefully that's the case, too.
That's a secret.
That's the point.
We're going to have to investigate more into.
It is Fashion Week.
Yes, it is. It started last night. Fashion Week of Rochester, right here downtown at the Convention Center. All goes back to Center for Youth. That's why they put this on
every year. Yep.
You know us here on PXY. We love charity. We can't say no to charity. We have a ton of charity things in the works coming up here as well. And I said to Moose yesterday, I said, I'm walking in the fashion show. He got a little snippy with me.
No, I wouldn't say snippy.
No, you were definitely not happy.
Well, it's just not right.
So I kind of want to have an open dialogue, an open conversation.
Because you're going to be in the show, correct?
Yeah, I'll be there.
So you're going to be in the show.
I'm walking tonight. I have three looks.
And you're walking tonight.
I have three looks, yeah.
Oh, and you have three looks. Okay.
I have hair and makeup.
Nobody asked me. I don't understand this. I've if not, better modeling experience than you do.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Not the shots being fired this morning on a Friday. We'll get into it and maybe brainstorm a way that Moose can be involved. After last night, I don't see why you wouldn't want to keep being involved in events with me.
No, of course I don't, to be quite honest with you. That's next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. It is Fashion Week in the 585.
Hell yeah, brother.
And I know Breezy is going to be once again walking... can you say that? Are you in the show?
I'm a model.
Okay.
I'm a model.
Thank you so much for bleeding for this city.
It's like, what can I do? You know what I mean? But it came up in conversation yesterday that I was going to be walking in this fashion show. And Moose was a little side-eyed about it. He was like, wait.
It's not that I don't know. I'm happy for you.
Rolls eyes.
Well, you know, what do you have to do to be in the show? Like, what credentials?
You have to be stunning.
What?
You have to be absolutely stunning.
Okay, well, let's check off the boxes. Okay. Check.
Stunning.
Right.
You have to have a good personality.
Check, I'm there.
You have to know.
Fashion.
Yeah, you have to know
check.
Fashion.
People have to like you. Check.
Know your angles. I know. And you have to be willing to put your life on the line for a good cause.
All right. What do you get out of this?
Attention.
Right, great. Okay. This is, here's the thing.
Attentions
you guys do.
And accolades.
Cause like, I know some of my friends are going to be walking in the show, I believe tonight, like our friend Hunter Johnson.
Oh yes. Hunter,
Hunter's going to be in
Hunter
it.
Hunter does like every look.
Hunter does every look. Yes. He's very fashionable.
He's the prettiest one. On
he's
the
so runway. Pretty. He constantly, I mean, he's just dripping in swag all the time.
I can't have my face beat like him, but I mean,
right.
Pop all the way off Hunter.
He's the only one that's going to wear a full piece Prada suit to Magpies with laced gloves.
But well. I got to thinking about it, and I really, if you really want to be a part of this, which I want you to be a part of it, I think next year you should come walk with me and we model
our
PXY swag.
Next year? There may be no next year.
I'm living for the now.
585-252-9800. If anyone has an extra pair of tickets for tonight to go to Fashion Week. I know it started last night, but it's going to go through tomorrow night.
Yep. It's a 3-day event. So yeah. Each night is a different show, designers. DJ Naps is going to be there.
Yeah, we love Naps. Where's the money going?
Center for Youth. So it goes back to help underprivileged teens in our area thrive. you know, get out of situations that are less than favorable.
Yeah.
And it's just such an amazing cause and so much fun while doing it. I think I always say this when I do my weekend show, when I talk to a lot of local nonprofits, like Rochester has really nailed like putting the fun in fundraiser. Fundraisers can be very stuffy and kind of stiff. Fashion show? Come on.
No, I know. Not there's a lot of excitement in it.
All.
I missed last year because I went out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you walked in it last year too. But Fashion Week, it's something I've always wanted to be a part of. Not just to like walk in it, but just to go and experience it. Because I'm a fashionable guy. Yeah. I've modeled for plenty of different brands throughout the years. I used to model for Smartwater. If you've ever seen a hand, if you've ever seen a wonderful, beautiful looking hand with moist skin holding a Smartwater bottle, it was probably mine.
I saw that one. Your cuticles were shot.
They would never use somebody with shot cuticles. But as far as tonight,
you gonna come?
Oh, hold on a second. I'm getting a text message from our
maybe get you in.
Moose, looks like I got some tickets for tonight. I think Hunter is walking in it as well. I can hook you up if you want to come with. Yes. Okay. Problem solved. I'll be there tonight.
Are you coming?
I think so.
You're going to come support me?
No.
He goes, I'm going for Hunter.
I'm going to see Hunter walk the stage. And yes, obviously you'll be in it too. How long does it take? Is it 3 hours? Two?
No, I think it's only an hour and a half. Because you got to remember each night is a new show.
I'm panicking. What do I wear?
You got to call Hunter. Maybe you can borrow his full Prada suit.
The lace gloves? Yeah. I don't know what to wear for Fashion Week, you guys.
I want you to wear like one of those Scottish hats like they wear on the golf course.
I have those.
Wear one. Wait, do you have a beret?
You know what?
From Italy?
No.
Did you buy any clothes in Italy?
I bought a lot of clothes, yeah.
What did you buy? You never... You didn't touch on your Italy trip at all. I'm so annoyed.
No, I did buy a lot of clothes, yes. But I think I know what I'm going to wear tonight. If I had to choose anything, I just had a custom suit made. And I think I'm going to wear the jacket. I think I'm going to do it. It's custom. It's really nice, Breeze.
Patrice is going to be there.
Oh, your fiance is going to be there too. Yeah. Guys, if you see Breezy and I at Fashion Week, say hello. We would love to.
Wait. Maybe you'll walk the finale with me?
No, I think this needs to all be... That's fine. I might be able to do it.
I love how you ask me for something and then I say no and then I like kind of change my mind on it and make it happen and then you say no and I'm like, what are we doing this cat and mouse game for? You know what I mean? What are we doing here?
I want to be wanted. That's
but
all.
But then when you actually are wanted, you're like, that's too much good.
See ya.
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. Here at just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
thank God it's Friday!
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Yes, it's Friday. We made it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. 65 for the high today. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. PXY Mornings.
Moose. I'm so excited. It's Friday. Vibes are high. We have a special guest in the studio.
We love when we have local talent live in the studio. And if you guys have been watching NBC's new competition series On Brand, you've probably already seen this guy absolutely crushing it with his voice, his creativity, his whole vibe. He's an actor, writer, producer, marketing genius, and he's our friend, Ryan Wynn.
Can I just say you were ours first, though?
Yeah, no, that's true. It's 100%. I mean, yeah.
Let's go back to, I mean, you have been on this show you were probably on for like a year solid before Moose came back.
Uh-huh.
And you were traveling around the country in a van.
Yeah.
And we were calling you every Friday to be like, where are you?
You were just kind of floating around the country, right?
Yeah. I mean, we were just, that was like, we had no plan at all. I mean, we were just like taking every
COVID-y.
Yeah, it was like towards the end of COVID when like restrictions were loosened, and then we were living in a bus. It was a 1976 Volkswagen.
Remember, I drove it,
dude. Oh my god. The only time that was scarier than when I was driving it was when Breezy was driving.
I was teaching him how to drive stick because it was stick.
Ryan, better than me. Dude, first of all, welcome back to PXY Mornings.
A lot has changed since then.
Thank you so much.
I mean, are you exhausted from constantly being in the spotlight? Because this is a big deal, man. And we got to talk about the show. We got to talk about your new boss.
Yeah, for sure.
Who also has some Rochester ties.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys must have bonded over that.
So, you know, like, my parents kept telling me, like, you gotta bring it up. Like, I obviously was like, I'm from Rochester, New York, and stuff like that. But I'm banking on it after the fact. Like, next time he's in Rochester, I'm just going to, like, surprise Jimmy.
Yeah, just show up.
Like, oh, what's up, Jimbo?
So let's talk about the show, because not everybody knows about it, and they're going to know about it after this. So you are on Jimmy Fallon's brand new show, On Brand.
Yes.
How did this happen?
Dude, it is crazy just how it, like, who you know, and then connections, and
correct.
You know, so like I was talking to a casting agent about another show actually originally. The casting agent's name is Meg Malley. Shout out Meg.
She's
awesome. And it was for Deal or No Deal Island season 2. So I was like towards.
Oh my
God. I was like towards. I don't know if I'm even.
Whatever.
That's okay. That's okay.
We're not live or anything.
Yeah. And so that didn't work out. Right?
Okay.
But then, you know, I had gone through like an interview process with her and had been explaining to her, like, this is what I do for a living. You know, I'm building out a studio and I do media production and stuff. So a couple months later, she reaches back out of the blue and she's like, hey, you said you do like media production and marketing, right? And I was like, yeah. She's like, this opportunity is perfect for you. You have to apply right now. And just applied for the show. It was called something different then.
Okay.
You know, it was still kind of like in
the works.
Incubation phase. Yeah.
Right.
And so I applied, didn't hear anything for like 4 or 5 months.
You're like, are you going to put in a good word for me, or what's happening here?
I was kind of like, I actually did follow up like 3 months later and I was like, hey, I know you said I was early and like I wouldn't hear like for a while.
Yeah.
But like, is it still happening or like, and she's like, yeah, I think there's like, I don't even know if I got a, like she probably responded and just like said, yeah, you'll
hear
something. But then, eventually they reached out and it was like kind of just from there, it was straight to
snowball.
The lead casting director, and then boom, like you're on the show.
In the past, I've had to sign up for shows like this, but when it comes to the paperwork, it is an absolute nightmare. So for On Brand on NBC, how much of it did you, like, what was the extent? And what did you have to, what hoops did you have to jump through to actually get onto the show?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's NDAs and stuff. You can't talk about certain things. And you know, you have to, you're basically going through a process of where you're fake pitching things. Like I remember in my final meeting,
you're selling yourself.
Yeah, you're selling yourself and you're showing how you would sell yourself and your ideas on the show. So, I mean, there was a lot of that. I mean, you had to pitch even before going on the show. You know, I had to pitch people to show them like, hey, like I can do this kind of thing. Like,
right.
You
know, they want to see if you can actually do it, but also if you're TV worthy too. You know what I mean? Because you got to be entertaining. And for people who don't know On Brand on NBC with Jimmy Fallon, what is the show actually about?
So it's a marketing based reality competition show.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the hardest part is like and right now, you know, it's like this is a homey feeling. It's easy to talk to you too, and because you bring the conversation out of people, right? Mm-hmm. But like on there, it's like a mix between Shark Tank and like Next Top Model.
It's such like a smorgasbord, and it's such a cool concept and such a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, nobody's ever done anything like it before, so. I was also so curious. I was obviously going to watch because you were on it, but I was so curious as to what. It's also just a cool opportunity for brands to get out there too.
Yeah, 100%.
Like that's. I mean,
they're spending millions of dollars, so this is not fake. These brands are actually investing, and so I want to talk about. I got caught up yesterday on all the episodes in episode 1.
Episode 1, Ryan.
I mean, Ryan, you crushed
it.
I mean, let's can we talk about Duncan for a second?
Yeah.
So tell us how that went down and what people can look for and expect in Duncan when they go.
Yeah. Yeah, Duncan was the first campaign, which was like kind of a soft toss pitch to me. It was like, because Duncan is like, that was what my
Duncan's
family,
life.
Yeah. Bro, like, your pitch made me tear up a little bit.
No, literally, I'm in the fetal position. I'm like, Ryan.
But that's what it's about. People want to be able to connect with you. And even though your pitch involved hockey and parents and all that stuff, it was so relatable because those are the people going to Dunkin'. Mm-hmm. They're making that part of their routine. Mm-hmm. And I thought your pitch, but go into it.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I'm really grateful for my parents. And it kind of started with
your parents
mentality.
Are awesome.
And,
yeah.
They worked so hard to give. I have three siblings. There's four of us. We all played travel hockey. We all wanted to play in the NHL. That was our goal, right? Not my sister.
Your sister, like,
plays
literally
for
is.
USA. Yeah, she's literally insane. So it started with that. And it's like, the parents that are making sacrifices and burning the candle at both ends and really giving everything they can to give their kid an opportunity. And, what do they have in the morning? Like, they have a Dunkin' coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They depend on it. It's quality.
That's like all they do have. They, you know what I mean? Yeah. The one sense of like constant in their life.
100%.
Yes.
And it's like what they need to get through the day, what they need to give the energy that is needed, right, to continue to give their kids that opportunity and also work the full-time job if they're working, right?
Yeah, that's right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like two full-time jobs. You're a parent and you're working a full-time job.
Period.
And then we had to package the $6 meal deal at Dunkin'. And, I immediately thought of my grandpa. He worked at a garage, John's Garage.
I have chills
in
right
Vegas,
now.
New York.
Re-listening to
and
this.
Every day he would leave for work. I swear to you not, like, would leave with his what I call now power pill, which is how we package the $6 meal deal.
Yeah.
And he'd leave every day. I have a story about that, actually. Like, he would he accidentally ate the sticker on his apple one time. And so he wrote in marker, no more stickers. Because my grandma would pack my grandpa's lunch in the morning. And so, like, she would start taking off the stickers. And the top of his pail would just have, like,
all the stickers.
Hundreds of stickers.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
So that's – now, if you go to Dunkin', it's
crazy.
I did go to Dunkin'.
It's, like, it's crazy. It's real. And we didn't know that, actually. We did not know that they were actually, like, launching these things.
Yes, they're launching it nationally.
I was at the Dunkin' in Madison, and I was like, not the power pail. Literally
so
on the
what
menu.
Is it – what can people look for? What does it look like if they haven't seen the show?
So the power pail, it looks like kind of an old vintage, like it's like a blue,
like a mechanical,
pail, and it literally says power pail and right on it. And we went back to the vintage Dunkin' Donuts logo for it as well. And it's it is like a new design on like the Munchkins box, but you're gonna get a breakfast sandwich, hash browns, and a medium coffee night for $6.
Right, and is it cardboard or is it actual tin?
Yeah, it's cardboard.
It's cardboard. They're also is actual merch. And so that was
insane.
Like the second part of that challenge on the episode was designing an actual merch item, which I went with like an actual hard classic power pail, which on the show, people loved it. We could not even keep enough. Like when we were doing the challenge, when people were coming in to Dunkin', we couldn't even keep them in there. Like everybody wanted one.
It was amazing. If you guys are just tuning in right now, we're joined by our friend Ryan Wynn, local talent here, who has been absolutely crushing it on NBC's new show On Brand with Jimmy Fallon that stars on Tuesdays and Fridays, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And so the next episode is tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Oh, it's tonight? Oh, I didn't know it was two. I didn't know it was two times.
Yeah, and is that at 8 o'clock, I believe?
Yeah, 8 Eastern.
8 Eastern.
He's on top of it, man. He's dialed. He's so dialed.
Yeah, I'm just dialed in, man, because I'm so proud. I love local talent. I love that you went on that show and you're absolutely crushing it. You guys should absolutely watch it. And it's just, by the way, congrats on all your success. We're
really
proud of you, man. So,
thank you.
And also, can you give us a little peek behind the curtain of what we can expect tonight?
Yeah, I would say if you watch the show, I'll speak in like show speak.
Yeah.
Like if you're watching it, then you'll kind of get it. There's been someone I've been pinned against pretty consistently.
Yes.
There might be like a switch up tonight.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And we'll leave it at that.
Guys, go get that pail.
The power pail.
You got to get the power pail.
Why did you bring us? I'm actually so mad at you. You didn't bring us Dunkin'.
I know. I'm sorry. I woke up late. I'm like, I got to get there.
Ryan Wynn, thank you so much, man, for coming on the show. We love you, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you guys.
On Brand on NBC with Jimmy Fallon, 8 o'clock tonight. It's PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Nikki from Canandaigua has a pretty interesting question this morning. Why do so many parents think it's okay to do social media with their child? I feel like it's bad parenting.
Sure.
And if anyone wants to explain to me why you think this is a good idea, I'm all ears. Okay, 585-252-9800. If you do want to weigh in, on this one this morning. I know a lot of parents that do enjoy creating content with their kids online. And I think it's done in a way that's supervised. But Nikki says, I mean, she's
not always.
Not always.
See Ruby Frankie?
Yeah, well, that's, Nikki is not having it. Here's the message she sent us yesterday after the show. Hey, Moose and Breezy, I'm not sure if this is a parental or not, but I would be very interested in hearing what others think on the fact that my 40-something-year-old ex-husband is trying to be some kind of TikTok dad now. And the two of us split custody 50-50. He's been making videos with our 10-year-old daughter every weekend, dancing, pranks, all that nonsense. He's got maybe 3,000 followers, but acts like he's famous. And I told him it's inappropriate. It's confusing her. But of course, he thinks it's harmless fun. And meanwhile, she comes home talking about content ideas instead of her homework. And I think it's sad. He should be focusing on being a parent, not an influencer. But I guess that's what happens when dads want to be the fun one all the time. It's driving me insane. Am I wrong for thinking it's weird and attention seeking? He's the weekend clown and I'm the bad guy and I'm tired of it. Why do so many grown adults and parents think it's okay to do social media with their child? I just feel like it's bad parenting. And if anyone wants to explain this to me, I'm all ears.
At least she's not bitter about it.
She's not bitter about it at all. No, I mean, it sounds like Nikki is a little jelly over the bond that her daughter and ex-husband have created through social media. But I mean, what do you guys think? Because we already got a few texts coming in now that I want to get to. But when it comes to social media, do you think it's harmless or dangerous to create online content with your child who's under the age of 11?
See, I think it's so funny because we have Ryan Wynn in the studio with us, and he obviously at one point was very huge on TikTok. You don't have kids, obviously, but yeah. I think it's such an interesting perspective. When would you have like 500,000?
Yeah.
On TikTok? Yeah, at the peak. And I'm sure you saw a lot of content with kids around it as well.
Yeah, for
what
sure.
are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends on the style of content that's being made, right? I mean, social media now is a lot of people's jobs.
So yeah.
It's not necessarily a bad thing to be getting familiar with platforms and creating, especially if it's something that's true to you. You know, if you're doing something for attention-seeking reasons or something that doesn't feel actually true to you, that can be dangerous when you're getting outside of like who you are.
But yeah. Also, kids are so impressionable that they get so wrapped up and addicted, and I mean, their feelings get hurt a lot easier than adult. Well, some adults. I can't speak for everybody, but
I think it's great. She's doing it with her dad, though. You know, they're doing dances or whatever. It's a way for them to bond, and it sounds like she enjoys it. Mom's pissed. She's jealous. Let's get over to Kelsey, who says, "I'm sorry, but this screams jealousy. He's not exploiting her. They're bonding. I think she'll remember the stuff forever. My daughter's 13. We make fun little videos together all the time for Instagram."
I mean, it's like, what, 10, 20 years ago, you're bonding over board games and card games or something. Like you don't have TikTok. It's just a different way of bonding. Right.
Oh my God.
But I think it's, but to your point, Ryan, like the card game and the board game, that was like internal and that was in the house and that was just for you and your family and close friends. And now you have the opinions that are open. The floodgates are widely open to anybody to comment and be like, your kid's ugly. You know what? Like, that's the harsh reality of it. And
you got to teach them that. Yeah, that could happen at any given time. You know? Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I would love to make TikToks with my dad, but he's not down for it.
No, he's definitely not.
No, he's not.
He's like, what's TikTok?
Let's go over to Joe. I think Nikki's mad because her daughter's laughing with her dad and not her. Anyone who can't see that is blind. Let the guy have his moment. He's clearly trying to connect with his daughter. I agree. He is. Is he the fun, cool dad just on the weekends? And then whatever happens on the week, who gives a crap?
Right.
It's a possibility.
That's the thing. Is he just like, you know, the daughter goes back and it's just chaos? Because all he is fun and no restrictions and like not having her do homework.
That's normally how it goes. He's like,
but who are
screw your math homework. We have the savage dance to do. You know what I mean?
Possibility, but who are we to judge? Let's go to Heather. Good morning, Moose.
Moose is like, I wish my dad would do TikToks with me.
Listen, they're having fun. I think this is harmless. Heather says it's easy to say she's jealous, but she's right about one thing. Kids shouldn't be worried about content ideas at 10. That's the problem. 10 years old is way too young. If he wants to be on social, let him, but don't drag your child into it. I don't think he's dragging her into it. I think this is something that they just have fun doing together. You know?
You got...
They're being creative with one another.
You're looking at it from the wrong angle.
I disagree.
I don't know if this is like a male-female dynamic or what's happening right now.
Honestly, it might be the thing that keeps her off the pole in 10 years. I'll tell you.
No, that's not.
I'm telling you right now.
If anything, she's training to get on the pole.
No. I'm telling you. Yes. They're probably doing wholesome videos together. All she wants to do is spend time with daddy.
We need to see the content.
No, drop the content. Drop the content. Profile. Drop the link. We'll be the judge of that. I see where the mom is coming from. And you can sit there and be like, she's so jealous. She's so bitter. No, I think that she has a point. And I think that inadvertently, he is pinning the daughter against the two parents by being like, you could come to daddy's and we could make videos and eat ice cream and... You know,
oh my God,
shake her ass,
stop it.
And then goes
stop.
Back to his mom, her mom.
Shake her ass. This is what probably is really happening.
No, literally.
Daddy, can we film a video? Yeah, sure, babe, whatever you want to do. Yeah.
No, that's not it at all.
If it's the dad, like, going to his daughter and being like, hey, honey, we got like 3 or 4 TikToks today.
She goes, daddy's got to eat. You know what I mean?
Well, mom is upset because he's blowing up on TikTok. She don't like that.
He has 3,000 followers.
Let's relax. Let's go. It's more than I have on TikTok. Alicia says, my ex does the exact same thing. I used to roll my eyes, but then I realized at least he's spending time with her because there are worse things a dad could be doing than trending audio.
Perspective.
Yeah, respectfully.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, this person also.
You guys are so annoying.
She is mad because she's the homework parent and he's the fun one, but that's every divorced couple I know. The internet just made it worse. Good luck out there. Yeah, thanks, Ben.
Next thing you know, the 7-year-old's gonna be packing her bags. Screw you, Mom.
I'm going to live with
Dad. I'm going viral. They had one viral video. She moves out.
All right. Thanks for the messages, you guys. We appreciate it, as always. And, you know, I agree. At least he's spending time with his daughter. I agree with Alicia, who texted in. There are worse things that they could be doing. And also, if your kid's laughing, learning, and feeling loved, maybe that's the only kind of content that really matters.
Unless it's getting likes, you know. You need the validation from others.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.